Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Well, there's one thing that we've learned in the last week or two since Donna Adelson has been convicted. You're really wondering what's going to happen to Wendy next. That seems to be the big question that a lot of people are asking. And, obviously, we don't know the answer to that. Wendy is innocent as of right now. She's never been charged with anything. But when we look back at the testimony that she gave in mom's trial, and we look back at the testimony that her ex-boyfriend, Jeff Lacoste, gave at this last trial, certainly eyebrows are raised. And then you remember, there was other trials. There was Charlie's trial. There was the Sigfrido Garcia Magbona trial. And then there was, of course, also police interviews and such with these specific characters. Interviews that took place all the way back in 2013, 2014, 2015, on the stand testimony that took place in those years more than a decade ago. And I don't know about you, but I don't remember a whole lot from 10 years ago in super detail. Maybe some pieces, maybe not exactly court testimony. So I think might be time that we take a look back. We take a look back at all those little nuggets of testimony, all those little pieces, and start trying to put more pieces together and go, oh, I forgot about that. That's what we're going to be doing a lot of this week, as we're going to go through court testimony from Jeff Lacoste, so Wendy's former boyfriend, all the way back in 2014, 2015, I believe, the Sigfrido Garcia trial. And then we're going to look at his testimony in the Charlie trial as well. And there's a lot that's revealed here. This is not an ex, I think Wendy is real happy with having. What about you guys?
I was waiting for a little pause here, Tony, because what I want to ask is, think back to some of your exes, okay? And think of what they might say if you need to call them up to the stand to talk about your life, a little snapshot of your life. How's that going to go for you?
Probably fairly boring, quite honestly. I don't really have a lot. And then he worked on a ghost podcast, and then I'm happy with that. I don't have a lot of weird, I don't really have anything that one's going to talk about my family planning a murder. I don't have any weird sexual shit. I don't have any weird this or that. I got nothing.
but I think the interesting thing would be, what's their view of it? Because that's your view
of you, and especially how you broke up.
Yeah, right.
I mean, are they pissed at you and they've got a little vendetta and they're just going to reveal every horrible thing that you ever did?
If they're going to be mad that I have kitten wallpaper all over the bedroom that I like to sometimes dress as a wallaby, and I like to wear claws of a honey badger when I go to bed, but that's just to get me to go to sleep. That's my sleeping routine. That's
and
what
we
I
all
do.
Have one.
And I don't do anything while I'm wearing the honey badger gloves or the wallaby costume with the kitten wallpaper, while I'm drinking warm goat milk from a backpack, which I wear throughout the evening, which provides me with a straw that allows me to sip the milk from a nipple.
it's a little...
But that, again, that's how I go to sleep. I take a couple melatonin. I'm like everybody else.
But again, can you-
I have nothing to give to this conversation.
Can anybody beat that?
I'm out.
No, no, but I'm just sitting back going, how far is this going to go? It went pretty far. It went pretty far.
I sat back. I'm like,
while I'm watching reruns of The Golden Girls.
Well, who doesn't do that? It's on
in reverse. Like in reverse. So like literally the episode plays in reverse. So it's like it's really weird. Thank you for being your friend. the shit that comes out of that song when it's played in reverse. Oh my God. Paul's not only dead. Paul's a mass murderer. I don't know if you knew about that, but yeah, I mean, Night Stalker. Really weird shit.
We might need to take a look into what you're eating for breakfast before we go live.
Or lack thereof.
Or, right, yeah. Maybe you do need to eat before we do this.
I've had a Red Bull. It gave me wings.
Oh, God.
Although you can't. We need to clip your wings, like, right now.
Although you can't say that anymore, can you? Like, they had to, like, change the slogan because somebody sued them saying, I don't know if this is internet lore or meme or whatnot, but because it doesn't truly give you wings, they had to. This is according to my daughter. So again, could be TikTok lore. I don't know the answer to it, but
we are in the dumbest timeline. I swear to God.
So I looked it up really quickly on our friend Google, and it says yes, Red Bull changed its slogan because false advertising, and that happened in 2014, folks.
Wow! So this is back
imagination, people.
See, and this is what should have truly happened with the person who brought that lawsuit. They should. So you're suing Red Bull because you didn't grow wings. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
My service revolver's right here. And you just like.
Yeah.
World's a better place without you in it now.
It's time for you to get out of the pool.
I agree. I don't know how we got to that, but we got there.
Well, there was nipples involved and badger claws and all sorts of that kind of stuff.
I just asked a really innocuous question about would you want your ex on the stand talking about your life?
Oh, I answered it then.
So then basically the answer is really no when you think about it.
Yeah, it really
I'm
is.
Okay. I mean, I just revealed I got ahead of the game right now. There you go. I just got ahead of the game. Everybody knows. All of my secrets, all of them.
I bet we don't.
Thank God.
I also have sheets. My bed sheets are that of Today's Special, which was a television program for children in the 80s on Canadian television. It was of a mannequin whose hat came off. When his hat came off, he was frozen. But when he had his hat on, he came to life in the middle of the store.
Well, so Today's Special, right?
I was going to say everyone. This. A little bit like Frosty the Snowman when you think about it.
Yeah, but it was a Canadian children's television show set in a department store in 1985. It's a little different.
God, who knows this stuff?
It's different, isn't it? It's different.
It was different. That was brought up this weekend. Me and my girlfriend were talking about childhood shows. And she's like, remember that one that you talked like, yeah, she's like, it was like a fever dream. I kind of remember it, too. I'm like, yeah, it was. It was a very weird show. So obviously, yeah, I got none of that. There wouldn't be a whole lot of, it would be boring. It really would be. I don't know what, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know.
I think I've probably have an ex that would, I'd end up in prison. Just, I'd be like, you know what? Don't put him on the stand. I'll just, here, cuff me. Let's
There'd
go.
There'd be a lot of testimony about cats.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. What do you do?
There would be. Todd?
I kind of did the same thing you did, Tony, which was, I'm not that bad. I still get along with everybody. You know, everything seems fine. But then it's like, well, do I really want to know what they really think of me? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably not, I think, is the answer.
Yeah.
Most of us would have. But it's because we have our own thoughts. But clearly the Adelsons are not very good at understanding what people think of them when they're right in front of them, when they're like interacting with them on a regular basis. And that's the problem with narcissism is there is no. It's like your glasses are off completely and you have really bad vision. So there's not a lot of seeing the obvious in front of you. We're going to start going through some of the testimony here from Jeff Lacoste, and this is from the Sigfrido Garcia Catherine Magbona, Magbanua, Magmawa, Magma Shisha Shishwa. I've heard everybody say the name differently now, but I'm going to stick with Magbona. I don't know if I'm saying it right or not.
I think that's how they pronounced it.
Magbanua?
Magbanua, I think, might be more tech. I think that's how Georgia is saying Magbanua, but I've heard it every which way. So I'm going to go with Georgia probably being right on this, but I'm probably not going to remember how to say it correctly. So this is from way back when, and we'll just roll it and we'll start discussing and we'll start breaking down the testimony and what it says about Wendy and their relationship and what Jeff knew or didn't know, according to him. Let's take a look.
Sir, please introduce yourself and spell your first and last name.
Yeah, I'm Jeffrey Lacasse, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Excuse me. Last name spelled L-A-C-A-S-S-E.
How are you employed, Mr. Lacasse?
I'm employed at Florida State University as an associate professor.
All right. What about back in 2014?
I was an assistant professor at Florida State University.
Okay. And did you have a relationship with Wendy Adelson?
I did.
What type of relationship was that?
We started dating in the fall of 2013. She became my girlfriend around March of 2014.
And when did that relationship end?
July of 2014.
And when the breakup occurred, was there a big argument that occurred that precipitated the breakup?
We had a argument in late June. She went to South Florida for a couple of weeks, and when she came back, we tried to make things work, and it didn't really work. She sort of cut off contact.
All right. And during that argument when she went to South Florida, was she in South Florida on July 1st, 2014?
I believe she was. I dropped her off at her house on June 29th, I believe.
Okay. And during the course of your relationship with Ms. Adelson, did you ever meet her family?
I did.
Who did you meet?
I met her brother. We went to South Florida for alternative spring break, went to Immokalee, and I had dinner with her brother. And I met her mother at her house just very briefly, maybe 10, 15 minutes at dinner. And when I would pick her up and the kids were there with the grandparents, I would have just a couple moments interaction with them. I didn't have a lot of contact.
Okay. And what about Catherine Magbanua? Did you ever have an occasion to meet her?
Yeah, I went to dinner with her. I believe it was on March 11th when we went over there to meet Charlie.
Okay. So who was present at that meal on March 11th? And that's 2014?
That's correct. It was myself, Wendy Adelson, Charlie, and Katie.
Charles Adelson and Catherine Magbanua.
Thank you.
What about Sigfrido Garcia? Did you ever have an occasion to meet him?
I did not. I never met him.
Was Ms. Adelson very close to her parents and her brother, Charlie?
Extremely close.
I want to ask you about June 4th, 2014. Do you recall an event that occurred that day that was unusual?
Yeah, I remember a couple of unusual occurrences on June 4th.
Could you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, I had met Ms. Adelson at the Red Eye Coffee Shop in Midtown for a coffee about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We were going to talk about our relationship a little bit. And she canceled a trip we had planned to California to visit my parents, which was scheduled for July 11th to 17th.
All right. And was she acting strangely that night?
Yeah, that night, she was a nervous wreck to the point, I couldn't put my finger on why at the time, to the point where she lived kind of way up Centerville and there was no convenience stores or anything close. And I actually took about 35 minutes and drove to a convenience store to get her Pepto-Bismol because she was such a nervous wreck and had a real nervous stomach that evening.
Okay. And did she ever tell you what the problem was?
No, she's very nonspecific about it.
Were you aware during the course of your relationship with Ms. Adelson about her efforts to relocate to South Florida with the children?
I certainly was.
All right. And were you in her life when she learned that the court was not going to permit her to take the children to South
Florida? No, our first date was September 27th, 2013. So that was a topic of conversation on our first couple of dates, but it was in the past when we discussed it.
All right. And was Ms. Adelson happy about the fact that she was not able to relocate?
No, she was quite bitter about it, actually. It was, as I said, a topic that came up. That tone came up on those first two dates.
All right. Did she make any statements to you in reference to her brother considering options to take care of this problem with her not being able to relocate?
Yes, she did. Okay.
Right, Mr. Lacoste, when we broke, we were talking about statements made to you by Wendy Adelson about her brother considering options to take care of her relocation problem. What, if any, statements did she tell you to that effect?
Yes, ma'am. On July 13th, 2014, Wendy and I were speaking, and she asked me if she could share something with me confidentially. I told her, sure. She mentioned, or she said, that Charlie had explored all options to take care of the problem, and that he had looked into having Professor Markell killed. It would cost about $15,000. I later talked to Investigator Eisenman and said that could have been $50,000. They sound awful alike.
Okay, so you're not sure if she said 15 or 50.
That's right, but I'm confident she made that statement. I just can't remember the exact dollar amount. And she did state that was during the relocation battle the previous summer is when that had taken place.
All right. And the day that she made the statement to you was July 13th of 2014.
Yes, ma'am.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi there. My name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialistly. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialistly with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.